Listening to The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Ansinomuscum Territory at the University of British Columbia, Canada. This program's on every Monday from 3 until 4 p.m. My name is Andy Resto. I'm the host. Thanks, as always, to Chris for Parts Unknown Show. Let's see. The arc for this week. Avant-garde to minimal classical music for the first half. Then we're going to have wistful singer-songwriters. Singer-songwriters with plenty of witticisms in the middle. And then we're going to end noisy, heavy music to end things. We're listening to in the background right now this new release from Paulo J. Ferreira Lopes and Carolyn LeBlanc, a couple of avant-garde composers. Carolyn LeBlanc is a Canadian pianist from Quebec. And this is a record called Kumbos, K-U-M-B-O-S, and it's just one long track. It's about 45 minutes long, so we're going to listen to a bit of this to get in the mood, and then to get the show started, I'm gonna listen to this song by another composer from America. His name's David First, and put out this record called Same Animal, Different Cages, Volume 3. If you've been keeping up, the Same Animal, Different Cages series. This is Volume 3, Civil War Songs. And we're going to listen to a song called Hymns for the Sick and the Poor. And it's very interesting. It's all harmonica. At times obnoxious. At times lovely. But the album is start to finish harmonica noises. And so we're going to listen to that to get things going, after we listen to a bit more of Kumbos by Paulo J. Ferreira Lopes and Carolyn LeBlanc. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. Thank you.
The last one was a piece called Departure, performed on the piano by Olivia Belli, who B-E-L-L-I, who just put out a record, a full record of Max Richter piano works. Max Richter, modern German composer. And it's, of course, very, very lovely. As most of Max Richter's music is. That was, again, Departure. It's called Departure. It's a theme to a TV show, a new TV show on HBO. Fun fact, you're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. I've given many of you out there who may be listening a chance to depart from the program with that beginning. Before Olivia Belli was Secret Pyramid, that ambient piece there, who's another composer from Vancouver, put out a record called Two Shadows Collide, actually a brand new album on Bada Bing Records, who've been on a good roll recently with their releases. The song was called Memory Within Memory, going two layers deep and whatnot. I've been having multiple dreams recently of being paralyzed. I don't know if I'm having sleep paralysis, which is a thing, but dreams of waking up and not being able to move, having mice crawling and scurrying along my bed. Anyhow, Memory Within Memory, that was the song by Secret Pyramid. David First opened everything up with that long harmonica piece, beautiful harmonica piece called Hymns for the Sick and the Poor from his album Same Animal, Different Cages, Volume 3, Civil War Songs. After going to play a few messages for you here on CITR 101.9 FM, other side of messages, we're going to just shift the tone and get into some classic-leaning rock and roll and indie pop music. On the other side of these messages, we're going to start with the new Destroyer record. Destroyer, the Vancouver gem, Dan Behar. It's a new album on Merge Records called Ken. K-E-N. And I'm going to play the song Ivory Coast. And then we'll hear something from the new release from power duo Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile. It's on the other side of these messages. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM.
Nikkei National Museum's Hastings Park 1942 exhibit marks the 75th anniversary of Japanese-Canadian internment. Visit the exhibit until January 13th to see Japanese Problem, a contemporary performance piece which offers a glimpse into a dark episode of history at the Pyrenees Livestock Barn. Nikkei National Museum is located in Burnaby and entry is by donation. You're biking. Oh no! Something broke and you need it fixed or you need to learn how to fix it, and the AMS Bike Co-op and Bike Kitchen have been there for you. And now is your chance to be there for them. Come out November 10th to GAM Gallery at 110 East Hastings from 7 p.m. to midnight for Pedaling Art, their second annual fundraiser and bike art auction in collaboration with Our Community Bikes. So share the love. Make it out.
And watch color of a star in the shape of a kite. Will I have to say goodbye to all this dirt, all this snow? Yes, I think so.
Deep in
A lot of sea lice. L-O-T-T-A-C-S-E-A. Lice is the new record put together by indie music, indie songwriting stalwarts, Courtney Barnett from Australia, and Kurt Vile, who just happens to have the same name as the classic German writer, composer, Bertolt Brecht's secondhand man, Kurt Vile, W-E-I-L-L, who wrote all the music for the songs in Three Penny Opera, and etc. Anyway, Kurt Vile. I was happy to see this album get released. Kurt Vile hasn't had a new record come out in a couple of years. Courtney Barnett had one last year. The duo makes sense. They both write songs in a somewhat whimsical way, but still stabs you right in the lowest regions of your heart anyhow. And that song is called Let It Go. A lot of Sea Lice is out now on Matador Records. Also out now, came out on Friday, is Destroyer's new record, Ken, on Merge Records, which we heard to start off that set. Highlight from that album in IMO, in my opinion, called Ivory Coast. As always, Dan Behar, a.k.a. Destroyer, with some lovely gems, lovely lyrical gems mixed in there, including Good Things Come to Those Who Wait Forever, which is the ending of that song. Also in that song, Do I Have to Say Goodbye to All This Dust and All This Snow? Yes, I think so. It's all delivered in a very good way when you combine it with the delivery. Lovely songs. Really, I really like the album a lot. His last one, Poison Season, kind of came and went for me a little bit, but I think this one I'm attached to thus far. And of course, the one before Poison Season was Kaput, if you don't include the Spanish EP that he did in the middle there. And Kaput, in my opinion, is by far Destroyer's best record, and still is, but this one, this new one, I do enjoy. It's called Ken. Okay, not that anyone was asking for my opinion. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia, on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. So I've got about another 25 minutes or so, and Jade will be on next, top of the hour, with a little bit of soul. What are we going to listen to? We're going to listen to a new single from Exploded View. If you're a fan of the program, last year, 2016, Exploded View put out a record on Sacred Bones Records, a self-titled album, which was really excellent. One of the best albums of last year, and really of the last 5 years that I've heard. Really great album, and I have a new single for a record that they're preparing, I suppose, for what I believe will be in 2018. And the single that they've put out, I've got a video for it. It's called Summer Came Early. Gonna listen to that, and then later on in the set, the new Circuit Des You, and a new album from Mac the Verskin as well. Lots of new releases over the last couple weeks. It's fall, people are boarding up, and just listening to music. That's what this show is all about. Being alone, listening to sounds, and interpreting them, and not being able to tell anybody how you feel. This Summer Came Early by Exploded View.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
Listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. Broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. My name's Andy Resto. I'm the host. We just heard before those messages from the new Circuit Des You album. As ever, my favorite thing to pronounce, French words. Friend of the program, Havy 4, aka Circuit Des You, has our new record out under that moniker. Put out a record between her last Circuit Des You record and this one, which was called, which went under the name of Jackie Lynn. And it was a bit of a different direction. So it was still just her, but she kind of had a different attitude behind it. The country, kind of a country record. An odd take on country music. This one, her new album is called Reaching for Indigo on Drag City, and that was A Story of This World Part 2. A Story of This World Part 1 is on her last record, In Plain Speech, and it's excellent, and this is kind of the noisy conclusion to it. There's a horse noises that she's making in the background. If you remember the first song, it's a story about a horse and a rider falling off the horse, and little events, little minor details of mistakenly making the horseshoe misfitting on the horse's foot that leads to this person getting killed on a battlefield. Okay, before that was Mac the Verskin, who are coming out with their new record 3. They've just named all their records. They had a solo record, then they had 2, and now 3. Not a big fan of that, but the band is very good. Also good design on all their records. Have this weird black and white gothic kind of drawings to it that almost look like it would be a metal band. They're not. Sooks and the Banshees kind of group. From Sweden, and that song was called Witness, which was a single they'd put out a long time ago, relatively long time ago, but it is also on the brand new record by Mac the Verskin, MacTheVerskan. And Exploded View opened that set with their new single Summer Came Early. In the background, we're listening to Offworld. He's a composer, producer, from Ontario, I believe. Sandro Perry is the main person behind it, I want to say. It's a group of people that put together the songs. I wanted to say it was one person, but I'm looking at the record now, and it seems as if it's a large group of people, but some somewhat recognizable names in the kind of experimental avant-garde scene out east. Eric Chenot is another name that's involved with this group, Craig Dunsmuir, and others. Anyhow, this is their second record that they're putting out on Constellation Records, which everything Constellation puts out, worth giving a listen. And due to the re-emerging relevance of Blade Runner, regardless of what you think about the new movie. Offworld, that's what the group is called. All right. Done a lot of speaking this week, which is not has not been typical of the shows for a while, but I'm about done, actually. We still got 10 minutes left, but I've got a long one to finish out the show. New album from a band called Big Brave. They're from Montreal. It's called Ardor. It's three tracks long, but they're all about 13 minutes. And this is really, really excellent. Came out on Southern Lord, which is a kind of doom metal label. And I was really happy to come across this and listen to it. And we're going to listen to the song called Sound, which is the first song on the record. And as I said, it's about 12 minutes, so that's going to actually wrap up the show for this week. Thank you all for listening. This has been The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM. Hope everyone has a lovely week with whatever you may be doing, enjoying the World Series, enjoying protesting the existence of the World Series, whatever it may be. Halloween weekend. Alright. Existing in society. So much to try and keep up with. Alright, this is Big Brave, this song called Sound from their new record, Ardor. And Jade will be on next with a little bit of soul.